Start the program off, wasn't it? The Dinning Sisters, and If I Had My Life to Live Over. It's from 1947, so in fact only two of the sisters were in that. Originally, the three sisters were Ella Lucille, or Lou Dinning, Eugenia Doe, Jean Dinning, and Virginia Moy, or known as Ginger Dinning. Jean and Ginger were actually twins, but Lou left the group in 1946 to be replaced by Jane Bunderson, who herself would be replaced a few years later by, would you believe, another Dinning sister, this time Dolores May Tootsie Dinning. So there you go. Welcome to the program with me, R.B. Beagley, at night through to the early hours of the morning. All the usual things in all the usual places. And we have Ella Fitzgerald as well.
Why am I sitting alone tonight when I could be out where the lights are bright? It's all because of Jim. It's all because of Jim. Why am I wasting these precious years? Why am I crying these bitter tears? It's all because of Jim. It's all because of Jim. Jim doesn't ever bring me pretty flowers. Jim never tries to cheer my lonely hours. Don't know why I'm so crazy for Jim. Jim never ever tells me I'm his heart's desire. I never seem to set his love afire. Gone are the years I've wasted on him. Sometimes when I get feeling low, I say let's call it quits. Then I hang on and let him go, breaking my heart in bits. Oh, someday I know that Jim will up and leave me. But even if he does, you can believe me, I'll go on carrying the torch for Jim. He's nothing to look at, nothing to him, but he is the man. For he's just my
chin. Sounds almost as bad as Bill from the boat, Showboat. Remember that? That was Jim, though, from 1941, and Ella Fitzgerald and her famous orchestra. So how's your week been since I was with you last? Mine has been not too bad, actually. I took Sir Paul in today to have some surgery, plastic surgery, actually. Yeah, well, he's always been a bit of a diva. He's having his lips filled. Actually, he's not having his lips filled. He's having his eyelids filled. Type of cat that he is. His eyelids fall into his eyes and scratch them, which is not a very nice feeling. So we filled his eyelids so that his come away from the eye. That wasn't terribly well explained, really, was it? Shall I just play Annette Kluger and carry on?
You're the dream that made my dreams come true. In your arms, I'm in heaven above.
sort of having one of those weeks where I can't really remember anything. That was So Madly in Love, which I actually heard for the first time in a television program that I watched a couple of days ago. And now for the life of me, I can't remember the name of the program. But that was Annette Kluger, which was very good indeed. Talking of television programs, I don't normally endorse television programs of any kind, really, because quite frankly, just because I like something doesn't mean to say that you're going to like something. But I did watch the new documentary on Celine Dion. It's called, quite simply, I Am Celine Dion. It's on Prime Video, and I have to say, I watched that program and I have a completely new respect for Celine Dion. It's a very, very harrowing documentary, and if you saw her sing at the opening of the Paris Olympics a couple of months ago, you will be absolutely amazed that she could have done that if you watched the documentary. As I say, it's very harrowing in places, but it is well worth watching, and as I say, I have a newfound respect for Celine Dion, and I believe you can find it on Prime in the UK. If you do watch it, I'd be very interested to know if you liked it and what you thought about it.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality, your constant companion.
Thank you, young Thomas, and it's time now for a couple, actually three songs, in our first segment, which we call Bing and Sing.
Now when I take my sugar to tea, all the boys are jealous of me, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. I'm a rowdy dowdy, that's me. She's a hi-hat baby, that's she. So I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. Every Sunday afternoon we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar to tea, I'm as ritzy as I can be, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. I'm a rowdy dowdy, oh, that's me. Hi-hat baby, that's she. But I don't take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. Every Sunday afternoon we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take sugar to tea, I'm just as ritzy as I can be, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. The church bells ring on Sundays. the feeling that I get is heavenly. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday, for it's the day that brings you close to me. We walk hand in hand, proud that we can share that certain feeling in our hearts that's just beyond compare. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday when I'm on my way to church with you. Certain feeling in our hearts that's just beyond compare. I love to hear the church bells ring on Sunday when I'm on my way to church with you. Sunrise and sunset, and all the time. You are the one love I am living for. Had we just begun, love, could I love you more? Warm as the May wine, wild as the sea, these are the feelings you waken in me. I've had my moments and a dream or two, but I needed someone all the time, and all the time it was you. The feelings you waken in me. I've had my moments and a dream or two, but I needed someone all the time, and all the time it was you.
Words to that third song. That was called All the Time, and that came from Bing Crosby and Buddy Cole and his orchestra. And the first two came from Bing and Buddy Cole and his trio. And we started off with When I Take My Sugar to Tea, and then we had Church Bells, which immediately reminded me of the church bells that I used to listen to every Sunday morning when I was in bed. 7:30, they used to chime in the morning, and then again a little bit later on as well. But you know what? There was always something rather comforting about it. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed those three songs from Bing Crosby, and we'll have some more from Bing round about the same time next week. You'll be pleased to know we're running at least 5 minutes late already, and we're only 20 minutes into the programme, but I know you wouldn't really like it any other way. Time to go off to Holger's house now, over there in Germany. Good morning, Holger. I hope you're well. This week, let me just get his email up here, because I can't remember reading it. He says, today it's a melody that you will know for sure, because it has an English cover. It's recorded by Nat King Cole, no less, so I think we're going to know pretty much what the song is. The original, however, was written by the German Gerhard Winkler. Here is a recording by the blind pianist and singer Wolfgang Sauer. It's called Glaub mir, from 1954 in Holger's email, so we'll split the difference in 1956, but I think you're going to be able to join in and sing, at least with the English version.
Glaube mir, meine ganze Liebe gab ich dir, denn mit dir nur wollte ich glücklich sein. Mit dir nur ganz allein. Sage mir, warum ging die Liebe fort von dir? Warum wendet sich dein Herz von mir? Sag, was kann ich dafür? Nie hab ich dir Schmerz bereitet, war nur für dich da. Stets hat dich mein Herz begleitet, was immer auch geschah. Glaube mir, meine ganze Liebe gab ich dir. Warum wendet sich dein Herz von mir? Sag, was kann ich dafür? Tausend wunderbare Stunden, tausend Stunden voller Glück habe ich bei dir gefunden, nie mehr kommt die Zeit zurück. War's Erfüllung meines Lebens und so sollte es immer sein, doch mein Hoffen war vergebens, warum lässt du mich allein? Bereitet, war nur für dich da. Stets hat dich mein Herz begleitet, was immer auch geschah. Glaube mir, meine ganze Liebe gab ich dir. Warum wendet sich dein Herz von mir? Sag, was kann ich dafür?
Singing along, and I hope you did as well. Wolfgang Sauer with Glaube mir, and that came from, we're not sure if it was 54 or 58, and I can actually see that there was another one done in 52 as well, so it's all very confusing, but it was a great song. It's one of my favourite songs as well, actually, Holger. It's one of those songs that I think anybody can sing it and make it sound good, because it's that good a song. I really did enjoy it. Thank you so much for that, and we'll have another song from Germany around about the same time next week. Holger, thank you so much, and give my love to Christine. Coming up in about, less than 5 minutes' time, probably after this song, it will be Beagle's Big Three, and it's From a Joan for a Joan. But first,
shades were drawn, he knew his gal was gone, as he listened to the story that a neighbor had to tell, and he doesn't live here anymore. You must be the one she waited for. She said, I would know you by the blue in your eyes, checkered suit, a fancy vest, a polka dot tie. You answer to that description, so I guess that you're the guy. Well, Annie doesn't live here anymore. And he doesn't live here anymore. It's too bad you didn't call before. She just bought a gown that ties with ribbons above, brand new shoes, a pretty hat, and latest style gloves. She really looks so alluring and just waiting for your love. But Annie doesn't live here anymore. It was spring, there was romance in the air, and everything seemed for loving hearts to share, and there was she, just as lonely and as blue as she could be. That's the reason Annie doesn't live here anymore. Might have been your picture that she told. She was oh so faithful, what a pitiful sight. Waited for the letter that you promised to write. A gentleman with a top hat called around the other night, and Annie doesn't live here anymore.
Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, the vocals supplied by the Lombardo trio there, and Annie doesn't live here anymore. You're listening to the Beagle at Night program here on Angel Radio, and now it's time for Beagle's Big Three, and this is where we hear three songs from the same artist, and they get usually chosen by the person that sends in the artist name, and that's what happens this week, although we call it Beagle's Big Three because we had to give it a name, and originally I did it, but now you do it, which is much nicer. And indeed we are today fulfilling the three songs from a Joan who lives in Shoreditch. Morning to you, Joan. She says, how about playing some songs from the lady of whom after I'm named? The lady that she's named after is Joan E. Bethel. She was born back in January 1928 and died just 10-11 years ago, round about this time of year, if memory serves me correctly. She had lots of hits. She was very popular in the 50s and the 60s, and the only thing that she really did was change her name from Joan Bethel to Joan Regan.
Walk in sunshine, slumber warm when night winds blow. May you always live with laughter, for a smile becomes you so. May good fortune find your doorway, may the bluebird sing your song. May no troubles travel your way, may no worries stay too long. May your heartaches be forgotten, may no tears be spilled, may old acquaintance be remembered, and your cup of kindness filled. May you always be a dreamer, may your wildest dreams come true. May you find someone to love as much as I love you. Always live with laughter, for a smile becomes you so. May you always be a dreamer, may your wildest dreams come true. May you find someone to love. My heart to you, will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly and in every way be fair? If I give my heart to you, will you give me all your love? Will you swear that you'll be true to me by the light that shines above? And will you sigh with me when I'm sad? Smile with me when I'm glad, and always be as you are with me tonight. Think it over and be sure. Please don't answer till you do. When you promise all these things to me, then I'll give my heart to you. And will you sigh with me when I'm sad? Smile with me when I'm glad, and always be as you are with me tonight. Think it over and be sure. Please don't answer till you do. When you promise all these things to me, then I'll give my heart to you. You say else's roses. The note you sent, I wasn't meant to see. Why did they bring me someone else's roses? The kind of rose you always chose for me. But still I never will forget you. And true, you said you'd always be. You sent your love with someone else's roses. Won't you tell me it was really meant for me? The note you sent, I wasn't meant to see. You sent your love with someone else's roses. Won't you tell me it was really?
Beautiful, Al Joan. Thank you so much. Joan Regan there with Someone Else's Roses. Got to number 5 in the UK charts back in 1954. And we also heard May You Always, which was a cover of the Maguire Sisters song, And If I Give My Heart to You. And I can't remember who did that one. Lots of people did. But she, Joan Regan, she did a lot of covers of other people's songs, and a lot of them got into the top 40, which is nice. And she really was rather special. Joan in Shoreditch, thank you so much for suggesting Joan Regan. I really did enjoy that a lot. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, just drop me a line, roy@angelradio.uk, or you can give the office a call during normal office hours, or I guess you could leave a message on the answer machine outside of office hours. Just let the staff know to let me know your artist and your three songs. And if you want me to give you a call about it, just give them your phone number and say I said to call them. They'll send it on. More Beagle's Big Three round about the same time next week. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, RB, and coming up right after this next jingle. Yeah, we have to have a jingle occasionally. It's going to be this week back then.
Angel Radio, it's the one for me.
Now let's start way back in 1276, shall we? And on September the 8th, Pope John the 21st was elected as Pope. Regular listeners will not be surprised that there was a royal wedding this week back in 1761, the marriage of King George III of the United Kingdom to Duchess Charlotte of Mecklenburg-Strelitz. And of course, if there's no marriages, then there's a crowning. Back in 1543 this week, Mary Stuart, at 9 months old, was crowned Queen of Scots in the central Scottish town of Stirling. And this week, back then in 1752, it was September the 14th that the British Empire adopted the Gregorian calendar, skipping 11 days. Yesterday had been September the 2nd. And this week was not a good week for US President William McKinley, who died after being mortally wounded. He was succeeded by his Vice President, Theodore Roosevelt, and that was in 1901. And this coming Friday, September the 13th, in 1609, Henry Hudson reached the river that would later be named after him, the Hudson River, New York. And this week back then, in 1846, there was some eloping going on. Elizabeth Barrett eloped with Robert Browning. And this week back then, in 1959, Bonanza, the first regularly scheduled TV program presented in color, is launched in the United States. This week back then, in 1962, John F. Kennedy made a speech at Rice University.
But why some say the moon? Why choose this as our goal? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why 35 years ago, fly the Atlantic? Why does Rice play Texas? We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
And this week back then, in 1954, in America...
America, thanks to ample warning by the Weather Bureau, New York and New England were ready for the hurricane codenamed Edna, the second big storm to lash the Atlantic seaboard in 12 days. Torrential rain, the heaviest for 45 years, quickly flooded the roads, while on the farmlands, crops were laid flat over a wide area. Hundreds of trees, too, were leveled by the gale. In Boston, small boats, already damaged by previous hurricanes, were battered anew.
And of course, this week back then, just 2 years ago, Elizabeth II, Queen of the United Kingdom and other Commonwealth realms, died in Scotland on September the 8th, 2022. And of course, who could forget September the 11th, 2001.
You remember exactly where you were on 9/11, including the people working in radio here in the Triad. Chris Kelly is the co-host of the Two Guys Named Chris show on Rock 92. He recalls what started as a normal day at the station turning into chaos across the country.
And we were in commercial break and watching live on the TV when we saw the second plane hit. And then we all knew at the same time the rest of the world did, okay, this is really, really serious and this is now we're under attack.
If you walked into a record shop this week back then in 1961, this would have been topping the charts.
When the mists are rising and the rain is falling and the wind is blowing cold across the moor, I hear the voice of my darling, the girl I love and lost a year ago.
Darling,
well, it's hard to believe, I know, but I hear her singing in the sign of the wind blowing in the treetops.
John Layton there, and Johnny, Remember Me Now. If you happen to be watching television on Thursday, September the 10th, 1953, well, on BBC television at 3:15 in the afternoon, there was About the Home, Practical Help for the Housewife, presented by Joan Gilbert, and there was Your Eyes. The optician offers advice on the fitting and care of glasses. Marguerite Patton cooked a tasty meal from sheep's head, and there was raffia work with Gwyneth Clark making table mats. At 4:00, it was Watch With Mother with Ragtag and Bobtail, and then it closed down until 5:00 when there was children's television, and it was sooty.
Jolly good. Now then, one of the first things we'd like to know about your engineering concern is that sooty, don't start typing. Oh, any hour now. Just wait a little while longer. We shall keep quiet a minute. What for?
Yeah, well, as they say, don't ask me. It was followed by a play called The New Shilling, Captain Cook, by Phyllis Bentley. BBC Television went off the air at 20 to 6 until 7 o'clock when there was Liable, a play by Edward Wall. At 8.30 there was an interlude followed at 8.35 by Dorothy Carlis. Newsreel was on at 10 to 9 and at 5 past 9, The Frankie Howard Show with Joan Turner, Jane Morgan, Morris Allen and guest celebrities. Eric Robinson and his orchestra supplied the music and Eric Sykes wrote the script along with Spike Milligan. At 10 to 10, The Floor Is Yours with football, and at 20 past 10, there was the weather forecast and news, but in sound only, followed by the Civil Defence Now.
Castles in the air, feather canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. They rain, they snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. Ferris wheels, a dizzy dancing way you feel, as every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. Leave them laughing when you go, but if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's love's illusions I recall. I really don't know love at all. Fears and feeling proud, say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way, but now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads and say I've changed, but something's lost when something's gained. Every day I've looked at life from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know.
Neil Diamond and both sides now.
On your old Valve wireless and your new digital radio and computers, laptops, worktops, iPads, earpads, knee pads, mobile phones, headphones, saxophones, Wi-Fi radios, hi-fi radios, high-priced radios, low-priced radios. The fabulous sound of Angel Radio.
Wonderful Big A, wonderful Angel Radio.
Yes, indeed, and it is Angel Radio you're listening to right now with me, Roy Bailey, coming to you from Danbury, Connecticut in the United States. Top of the hour, we're going to have a selection of pieces from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite, which I know is always associated now with Christmas, but I don't see why it needs to be, and I do like the Nutcracker. So we're going to have, like, I think it's four or five pieces, including the wonderful, is it Dance of the Flowers or Waltz of the Flowers? Waltz of the Flowers. So that's coming up in about 10 minutes time.
Tiddly winky winky woo. Those Tiddlywinkies, Laura Leslie, the K Choir, and the K-Dess.
Tiddlywinky, winky, winky, tiddlywinky, woo, I love you. Tiddlywinky, winky, winky, tiddlywinky, woo, love me too. I love you in the morning and I love you in the night. I love you in the evening when the stars are nice and bright. Tiddly winky, 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 tiddly winky, woo. I love you.
Tiddly winky, 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 tiddly winky, woo. I love you. Tiddly winky, 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 tiddly winky, woo. Love me too. I love you in the morning and I love you in the night. I love you in the evening when the stars are nice and bright. Tiddly winky, 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 tiddly winky, woo. I love you. The stars are shining bright.
Tiddly winky winky winky.
Tiddly winky woo.
I love you.
Tiddly winky woo.
Tiddly winky tiddly winky tiddly winky woo.
Oh, beautiful. Teletubbies and tiddly. No, no, sorry, not the tiddly. Is Sammy Kay with Laura Leslie and the Kay Choir and the Kaydets there, and Tiddly Winky Woo from 1950, and I think she used to sing with Don Cornell at one point as well, round about that time as well, but always very good. I do like Laura Leslie, and this next guy's not too bad either. Who's it going to be, you're wondering? Well, how about Don Cherry Orchestra?
Why is it I spend the day, wake up and end the day, thinking of you,
thinking of you?
Oh, why does it do this to me? Is it such bliss to be thinking of you, And when I fall asleep at night, it seems you just tiptoe into all my dreams. So I've begun thinking of you.
Why is it I spend the day, wake up and end the day thinking of you?
Such bliss to be thinking of you. And when I fall asleep at night, it seems you just tiptoe into all my dreams. So I've begun thinking of you.
Thinking of You from 1950. That was actually Don Cherry singing with the orchestra. I didn't really make that very clear at the start, did I? The orchestra was being conducted by Dave Terry, like his chocolates. And Don Cherry. Yeah, Cherry chocolates. See, it all makes sense. Good morning to Donna and Danny, if you're listening there in Waterlooville. I do hope you're well. They wrote to me such a nice, kind email a few weeks ago, and they loved the program and the banter. I feel as I'm not making much sense this week, Danny and Donna. Anyway, but thank you. Do hope you're enjoying the program. Let's see. We're going to have Gertrude Neeson with the Savoy Theatre Orchestra next with In Paris, It's Love. And then we're going to have some Tchaikovsky.
References to Freud from the time you learned to walk. Your parents' childish chatter, they're incessant, doesn't matter when you asked about the stork. But in Paris they've a grand expression sent from heaven above. And even if they suffer from repression, the word they use is love. In the country they call it nature, but in Paris it's love. With the British it is a duty, but in Paris it's love. Everything is love and everything is Cupid's wish. They find romance in foggy days, they find romance in fish. With the Cubans it is a rumba, but in Paris it's love. In the suburbs it's offensive, in New York too damned expensive, but in Paris it's love. Bees, it is a
when they whisper, shut a door. They forget the time, forget the place, forget to shut the door. Up in Iceland, they call it comfort, but in Paris, it's love. With Queen Bess, it was a mystery, and King Henry made it history. But in Paris, it's love.
Well, there you go. In France, it's snails, it's fish and chips. In the UK, Iceland, I don't know. It's well blubber, isn't it? Something like that. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. That was Gertrude Nelson. And the Savoy Theatre Orchestra there with Fred Hartley waving the stick. And in Paris, it's love. En Paris, il amour. Something like that. Anyway, well, to the second hour of Beagley at Night. We just entered it 33 seconds ago. And you can hear us in Portsmouth and lots of other Muths and Havant and Waterlooville there on VHF radio. You can also hear us in various parts of the country on DAB multiplexes and, of course, around the world on the internet. And for current listening availability on DAB and how to listen on the internet, just go to the website, which is angelradio.co.uk. Time now for a little bit of posh, and this week I thought it'd be rather nice to have something I think most people like bits of the Tchaikovsky, don't they? The Nutcracker Suite. So I thought I'd play 1, 2, 3, 4 this week, including the wonderful Warsaw of the Flowers. But we start off with, this.
Thank you. Thank you.
up, I don't know about you, was the Nutcracker Suite Opus number 71 from Pietro Ilyich Tchaikovsky, and there we heard the Waltz of the Flowers, the Dance of the Reed Pipes, number 2 March, and the Chocolate Spanish Dance, and that was the Mariinsky Theatre Orchestra with Valery Gergiev waving the baton, and that's really good. I love hearing Waltz of the Flowers because it always reminds me of that wonderful film Jamie Ice made back in the early 70s. It's either Beautiful People or Animals Are Beautiful People, depending on whether you're in Africa or Europe or America. But it's a wonderful nature film together by Jamie and his team. And the music to the Waltz of the Flowers is used when the desert comes alive after some rain hits it, and it's just magical the way that it's all put together. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed a little bit of Posh for this week. We'll have some more Posh, I say, around about the same time next week, all being well. Right now, we're already late, so that's good news. Here's Doris Day.
It's the color of the skies when the one you love loves you. When our brown eyes blue, periwinkle blue. When the eyes you idolize, idolize no one but you. Willow, 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 sing your melody. Moonlight steals across his pillow, kiss him for me. On the day that he says I do to me, I'll be dressed up in my best gown of periwinkle blue. Peri, periwinkle
swell. I like like your style, say. I think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? Deuces to me are all aces. Life is to me just a bore. Faces are all open spaces. You might be John Barrymore. You came along, say, I think you're wonderful. I think you're grand, but I may be wrong. Your sweat. I like your style, say. I really think it's marvelous. I'm always wrong, so how can I tell? Deuces to me are all aces. Life is to me just a bore. Faces are all open spaces. You might be John Barrymore. You can think you're grand, but I may be wrong. You said that Edison would never make that light. You laughed at Mr. Franklin with his key and kite. The point of the song is I'm always wrong, but with you, baby, I'm also right.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. Now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. Now when you turn the lamp down low, beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. Saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the light. I'm beginning to see the lights. I'm beginning.
Beautiful stuff. Three songs there from Doris Day in our Day at Night sequence. Started off with Periwinkle Blue, and then we had I May Be Wrong, But I Think You're Wonderful, and I'm Beginning to See the Light. And we thank Brad Klemper in Chicago for coming up with the idea in the first place. We've been, I think it's actually now our longest running segment, and well, it's Doris Day, so it's never going to go. It's as simple as that. I mean, she's just so wonderful, isn't she? So thanks, Brad, for that. I think Brad is still traveling around the Rockies or something like that, or stomping through Winnipeg. Hopefully he'll be back in touch soon. I've missed his emails coming through. And while I was doing thanks, of course, also to thanks to DIB Dave, who does select a lot of the music that you hear in the program. He does it out of the goodness of his heart, and he has a very big heart. Dave, thank you for that. Let's see, let's find out the time from the speaking clock, shall we?
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about
1949. Till the stars in the sky cease to shine, till the sand in the desert grows cold, till the last petals fall from the roses, and the silver in your hair turns back to gold, till the sun and the moon hide in darkness, and we wait for that great light to shine. Oh, my darling, that's how long I will love you, till the end of the world you'll be mine.
There from 1949 until the end of the world. We've got comedy coming up for you in about 2 and a bit minutes time at the bottom of the hour, and this week it's going to be the Glums from Take It From Here, and we're going to be hearing the tax rebate. So that's coming up with Jimmy Edwards and June Whitfield and the rest of the gang in just about 2.5 minutes time, actually 3 minutes time. Let's give K-Star all the time allotted, shall we? Here she is with Crazy.
Crazy. Crazy for feeling so lonely. Yes, I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling so blue. I somebody new. That my love could hold you. Yes, I'm crazy for trying, crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. You make me worry.
Doesn't she? K-Star and Crazy. Written, of course, by Willie Nelson, who is still going strong, bless him. And he wrote it originally for Patsy Cline. And of course, her version, probably the definitive version of that song, probably right as well, in my opinion. But absolutely brilliant. Hope you enjoyed that from K-Star. All right, it's comedy time now. Usually we have a couple of items for you, but this week is only going to be one, but it's the whole thing. It's the Glums from Take It From Here, and it's all about the tax rebate. So prepare to have a laugh.
Right, gentlemen, time, please, gentlemen. Let me have your gloves. Here, Mr. Clump.
Yeah?
You thought about where you're going for holiday this year yet?
I don't reckon we'll bother this year, Ted. Not after what happened last year, no. I might take the missus up the Regent's Park to see the cart horse parade, but nothing more.
She likes that, does she?
Ted, yeah? A cart horse parade to Mrs. Glum is what a fashion show is to other women. I'm not going to go through last year's argy-bargy again. Look, you know my son Ron, don't you?
Ron?
You know the one, Ron. Pal Dowie.
Oh.
Well, last July, his fiancée, Eth, come rushing round to him one evening, and she was a gog, Ted, a gog.
When the girls in my office told me, I thought they were having me on. After all, the sort of girls we've got in our office, well, one's got to be careful.
Which one's that?
Ron, if you'd only stop trying to see how far you can pull your chewing gum out, perhaps you'd hear what I'm saying.
I'm sorry, Eth, I was trying to break my record.
Well, now do me the courtesy of furling it back in your mouth and listen. What I'm trying to tell you is, Ron, I've got a refund on my PAYE.
Oh. Well, don't you try and treat it yourself, Eth. You let the chemist do it.
Ron, PAYE is the pay-as-you-earn tax for all wage earners. Well, anyway, they gave me a wrong code number, and Friday, the office had a letter. I've got £42.13 and 8 refund.
Eth, don't you pay it.
Oh, Ron, they pay it to Yeah,
£42. 13.
Shh, shh. Ron, Ron, keep your voice down. Yeah. Now listen, Ron. This money must be our secret. If Mr. Glum finds out I've got it, well, you know your father, don't you?
Yes, that stout man with the beer stain mustache.
Ron, I mean him and money.
Yeah?
Well, he's only got to hear that anybody's got even a spare sixpence and, well, something happens to him. His hands suddenly come like the claws of a crane machine. You can just imagine what stories he'd make up to get hold of £42, 13 and 8.
Don't worry, Eth, he won't find out.
Ron, Ron, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
What's the matter, Dad?
The Harley Street medical specialist has just told me. Your beloved mother's beloved left leg has got to have that expensive ultra-gastronomic ray treatment. Where's a poor man like me with no prospects going to find £42, 13 and 8?
Mr. Glum.
Oh, hello, Eth. I'm sorry I butt in. I didn't know you was here.
Didn't you, Mr. Glum?
I don't like that tone, Eth. I won't have it. It's a tone that implies I was listening at the keyhole and rushed in with a story about Mrs. Glum's leg in order to get my hands on your PAYE refund. Which, in point of fact, I don't even know you possess.
Oh, well, just the same, Mr. Glum, you might as well know this.
What?
I've made up my mind what I'm going to spend the money on.
Oh, you have?
Something exciting and romantic.
Me, yeah?
Well, in a way, Ron, yes. Both of us.
Ooh.
Mr. Glum, that £42 odd is going to pay for a holiday.
Oh, well, I suppose I should disapprove, but, well, perhaps you're right. Whereabouts had you in mind, Eth? What about really doing it up fine and going somewhere overseas?
Yes.
The Isle of Wight. You know, the people from next door but Fee, they rave about Shanklin.
Shanklin? Well, I don't know. Ron, what do you think of Shanklin?
Oh, I can't really offer an opinion, Eth. I don't think I've ever shankled.
What I was thinking, Mr. Glum...
Hey?
Well, what I really had in mind was, well, somewhere really exotic. Somewhere on the continent.
Oh, the continent, as they call it, eh? Ooh, ooh la la, vive le sport.
It's not all that expensive, you see. Mabel Allwright passed on to me the brochure of the place she and her Reg went last year.
Oh.
It's called Lizoot.
Lizoot? Lizoot, 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 Lizoot. Oh, yes, that's South France, isn't it? Yes, near Marseillais.
No, Mr. Glum, it's North Belgium.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right. Yes, you're quite right. Yes, I was thinking of before the war, yes. Belgium, eh? Where all the Belgians live, eh?
Yes.
Show us that brochure. Yes. Let's have a voici, as they say over there.
Oh, it looks gorgeous, doesn't it? See, Ron?
Yes, eh? All the bays and coves and little rocky bits.
Oh, we could have 9 days there on the money.
Oh, it does look nice. I would still have preferred the south of France, but, well, it is your treat, Eth, so I'll go wherever you want.
You'll go? Mr. Glum, I think you've got the wrong end of the stick. The idea was just Ron and me.
Eh?
Alone.
Ethel? I don't think I'm with you.
We don't want you with us, Dad.
That's enough from you, my boy. One more word like that and I'll deprive you of your chewing gum. Now then. Hey, I'm speaking to you now. Is it your idea that you and Ron, an unmarried engaged couple, should go off alone together for 9 days under the hot North Belgium sun?
Yes, Mr. Glum.
Hello. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Dad.
Let me handle this, Ron.
Which? Oh,
Mr. Glum, I hope you're not going to be old-fashioned. Lots of things have changed since your day.
And some things have stayed the same. I'm very sorry, Ethel. I won't entertain it.
Look, Mr. Glum.
No?
Well, Ron and I have been engaged nearly 7 years.
I know.
But we've never been alone together for long enough to really get to know each other.
Perhaps that's for the best, eh?
No, Mr. Glum. On our own, in a place like Lizoot, we can at last make those mutual discoveries every young couple should make.
All the bays and coves and little rocky bits.
I'm very sorry indeed to have to say this, Ed. I'm very sorry. You two are not carting off to the Continent unchaperooned. If me and Mrs. Glum can't come with you, you can forget the whole idea.
But you can't come with us. Well, the money doesn't run to four. You can see what the all-in price is, £14 per each.
All right.
And my windfall's only £42 in all.
All right. Oh,
Ron, you talk to him.
All right, Eth. Look, Dad, if Eth wants to take me on holiday, why can't I be taken? Don't you trust me?
Well, if you want to know, Ron, no, I don't.
Well, suppose I give my word. I promise I will not stay in the water too long.
Ron.
Yes, Dad?
How can I put this to you? That is not what I'm worried about.
But what else could I possibly do wrong?
Well, for goodness sake, Ron. Well, I mean, well... Well, snogging and... cuddling and kissing.
Oh, yes. Oh, here. Dad's just had a smashing idea.
Now, Eth, for goodness sake, give over sobbing like that. Stop crying now, you mate. Honestly, it's so horrible, it sounds on you. Makes me feel like some sort of a tyrant.
Well?
Some kind of a Genghis Cohen. Look, I'll tell you what now, you've upset me now. I'll meet you halfway.
You mean in the channel?
No. She's touched me now with her crying and when I'm touched, I'll make a sacrifice. I'll make a personal sacrifice. You say the money won't run to four people, all right, then it won't run to four people. Then it'll run to three. So I shall be unselfish.
Oh, you mean...
I shall leave Mrs. Glum behind. Don't worry about me hanging round you two every moment of the day, because I won't. The pub's over there open all day and all night. You'll hardly see me.
Well, it's still not really...
Now, Ed, don't kick a gift horse in the teeth. It's settled now. It's finished. Now let's get straight along to that travel bureau and let's make our booking.
Three bookings for the 9-day all-in Lizoot holiday.
That's
yes, I can do that. We put you in the Grand Hotel Magnifique de l'International. 14 bedrooms, no bar. But it has a really wonderful cuisine.
You hear that, Ed? They got a cuisine. Oh, dear. We'll go in there for a flutter, eh? Oh, dear. How about that? Deux francs on Newbrown Nerf. I can't wait for it.
Yes.
Well, that'll be highly suitable. Thank you very much indeed. Now, this time next week, we shall be toasting you in Vin Blanc. with my thanks for everything, may I bid you hors d'oeuvre?
One moment, sir. We do insist on payment in advance.
Oh, you can't scare me there, matey. Le douin, s'il vous plaît. Dibay up, eh?
Here you are, sir. 10, 20, 30, 40, 42.
Yes?
Well, that's it. 3 14s, 42.
What? 14, madam.
Well, look, I've got your brochure here. 9 days in Lizoot, £14 per person, all in inclusive. See, it says...
Yes, but madam, that is last year's brochure.
Well, what about it?
Well, I'm afraid there's been a 40% price increase since then.
Hey? Oh, 40%. Oh, Ron, quick, what's 40% of 14?
40% of 14. 40 into 1 won't go. 40 into 4, that won't go either. It's impossible, then.
No, sir, The new rate says £19.12 per person.
Not in person.
Oh, no. Well, Mr. Glum, Now what?
What do you mean, now what?
Well, there's no question of three people going now. So, our happiness is up to you.
Oh, well, when you put it like that, Eff, how can I remain a madamant? Children, you'll have your 9 days alone together.
Oh, Eff, these last 9 days have been perfect. They were worth every penny of your money. No Mum and Dad around. Just alone with my Eff all day long. Have you enjoyed it?
Oh, yes, Ron. But now it's nearly ended, I don't know if we did right.
Why, Eff?
Well, I keep thinking of your Mum and Dad.
But they're miles away, Eff.
That's just it.
What do you mean?
I still feel they should have stayed at home and we should have gone to Lizzo.
Harry Rabinowitz and the BBC Review Orchestra bring our recorded show to a close.
Oh, beautiful. There you go. That was the Glums, Take It From Here. And that was, Dick Bentley, Joan Whitfield, and, of course, Jimmy Edwards. And Wallace Eaton was the barman at the very beginning there, I seem to recall, as well. A lovely bit of comedy. And we'll have some more comedy for you around about the same time next week.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be, about 1937.
Never in a million years could there be another you. I would shed a million tears if ever we were through. Never in a million moons could you ever be surpassed. And darling, for a million Junes, this love of ours will last. There would be no world for me if ever we would part. Where I go, your name will be right on the tip of my heart. For only once in every lifetime someone just like you appears. Is there any greater glory, any greater thrill? Never in a million years.
Let's come bang up to date, well, as far as Angel Radio is concerned anyway. This is Cliff Richard and the Shadows.
In a matter of moments, in a matter of moments, in a matter of moments. What's in a matter of moments?
I fell in love.
In a matter of moments, in a matter of moments.
In a matter of moments.
In a matter of moments, in a matter of moments.
And the world was mine.
In a matter of moments, in a matter of moments.
And the world was mine. My dreams came true.
Ooh.
In a matter of moments.
Ooh.
And my world was you.
Ooh.
Yes, my world was you.
Ooh.
Oh, bird of paradise, you opened up your wings. You showed me all the things that I wanted to see. So if love calls,
in a matter of moments, in a matter of moments,
in a matter of moments,
in a matter of moments, in a matter of moments,
then the world is yours.
In a matter of moments, in a matter of moments,
then the world is yours.
Ooh.
Oh, bird of paradise, you opened up your wings and you showed me all the things that I wanted to see. So if love calls, in a matter of moments, then the world is yours. Then the world is yours.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality, your constant companion.
Thank you.
Semprini there, and his version of Tenderly. Two to go here on Bigly at Night, and first up it's the Dick Hyman Trio. Stuff, Mac the Knife, they're from the Dick Hyman Trio. And that's just about it for this program. Another Bigly at Night safely navigated into harbour. Thank you so much for joining me for the last 2 hours. If you've managed to stay the whole 2 hours, well done to you. I never take your company for granted, and I always put this program together just for you. So if there's anything I can do to make it better, do please get in touch and let me know. I'll be back around about the same time next week when we get to do it all again. Until then, I leave you in the merry company of the Gunter Kammern Choir and a minute of your time.
Would only take a minute of your time. To spare one thought for me, would you miss just 1 minute of your time?
I'm not afraid to
every minute of your life.